Hey there, my shiny happies. It's DW here. Those of you who've been with me know that I am a licensed clinical social worker in a private psychotherapy practice, as well as a private life coaching practice. And today, we are going to up our cosmic fabulosity by looking at, with kindness, the notion of forgiveness. We are going to look at the notion of forgiveness through the lens of self-compassion, and what does forgiveness do for us? We will do a little discussion on loving kindness, and at the end of this episode, we will do a loving kindness meditation together. So I hope you are hooked and will stay with me.
Align with your best self. Explore the quality of your being. Step into your capacity to thrive. Broadcasting from the northwest coast of Scotland, this is the Wanderer's Guide to Cosmic Fabulosity with D.W. Long.
Now, you guys who know me know I am a tell-it-like-it-is kind of guy, and today we're going to be really tell-it-like-it-is when it comes to looking at some things. The idea of finding forgiveness, or, you know, having forgiveness, or, you know, figuring out a way to be in forgiveness has been a topic of conversation recently with people asking me about it, talking to people who are experiencing difficult times with perhaps an individual in their life, and they're having trouble getting over the barrier to moving into forgiveness, which really, like I was mentioning before, means that we are taking on a kind of self-compassion. We're really looking at being compassionate with ourselves, because we, one, cannot force ourselves to move, you know, from a painful situation and just expect forgiveness to be a quick and, you know, easy thing to do. We've all heard that phrase, you know, forgive and forget, and it makes it sound like, you know, a little clap your hands and move on, and I just don't think it's that easy. It doesn't seem to be an easy practice for a lot of people. And we're going to use a little case study today. We're going to talk about someone who is having the experience of having pain inflicted upon them, and that's their self-described version of that, and how, you know, they have worked on, before we talked about that forgive and forget principle, and have never been able to make it work until now. And I want to disclose some of the things that they are doing, and that included this loving kindness meditation that we're going to talk about today, and just the principle of loving kindness. And it is not an individual who is working with me currently. So if you are someone who is working with me currently and you're looking for you in this podcast, it is not you. But perhaps this case study, this scenario, can bring some perspective to what we're looking at here. Now, those of you who are joining me and those of you who've listened before know that this is a very mindfulness-centered talk we do here. So when we're looking at forgiveness, you know, how do we create space for ourselves to forgive? And that is a very mindful process. Like I said before, it's not a clap your hands, forgive and forget kind of moment. And, you know, perhaps we're looking at when we're receiving some kind of antagonistic behavior from someone, I would be working with someone and saying, you know, well, what can we lean into here? I've got a friend who makes fun of me for that, you know, phrase, you know, how do we lean into the pain, you know, and how do we lean into the discomfort? And I think that when we're in forgiveness and when we're moving toward forgiveness, it is a process of leaning in, because we're leaning up against something, pushing up against something, being with something that's uncomfortable and saying, I am going to somehow practice acceptance here and be with whatever anger and pain I'm feeling. And you guys know I'm all about being gentle. And once we are gentle with ourselves and honest about how we feel about that bullshit that's happening over there, well, we can invite ourselves to consider an alternative way of viewing the pain, and then releasing perhaps our hold on that anger and resentment we might be feeling. And that, my shiny happies, is an absolute act of self-compassion right there. We are releasing the stranglehold that thing, albeit might feel external has on us, it's actually something that we perpetuate often as human beings. And so when we release that, we are practicing self-compassion. Forgiveness is not something that's passive. It's, you know, like we said before, it's a gesture of releasing things like anger and any kind of resentment, you know, all of which, you know, if we hang on to and we sit with, you know, and let it sort of drown us, it will deplete us and we will become lost in those kind of feelings. And so, like I said before, mindful presence is required for this forgiveness practice, acceptance, and I'm going to argue today that a dose of loving kindness can help make that trajectory into being released from these things that cause harm to us much easier. If you were with me on the episode where we talked about RAIN, that acronym, that non-identification is required here somehow. We need to mindfully distance ourselves from the things we're observing, you know, that uncomfortable, distressing, emotional experience we have with anger and rage and resentment. And when we get that distance, it's much easier to slide a lens in between that or overlay our experience with that self-compassion I was talking about before. We get into practicing forgiveness. We bring a quality of acceptance, and then things start to move in a way that maybe we weren't expecting. So, story time. Now, this case study, finger quotes around that, is kind of a composite of individuals. However, I think it produces a good sort of talking point and a point of observation for us to look at what we're going to be doing here today. So we have a successful individual who makes strong decisions for themselves. They critically think through their movements in their life. They run across obstacles and say, now, how am I going to approach this? And, you know, they are also a successful business person, and they are a self-described alcoholic who is recovered now 10 years. They give talks on sobriety. They blog about sobriety. They really talk about how you can rock your life when you find sobriety. And like I said, their self-described version of that is being recovered. Their work is all about being of service to humanity. They, like I said, they speak and talk on. They have a practice where they help people, and not just in, you know, recovery, but looking at all kinds of ways to find the pathway to, you know, having an abundant life. This person has strong connections with people as far as relationships. They build strong relationships. They talk about having an abundant life, not only one that is financially abundant, but rich in the experience. They no longer live in the hometown where they were born. They have an amazing experience of living in a place that they feel they fit in culturally. They just absolutely love it and are having the time of their life. Super healthy. Hiking, exercise, yoga, meditation. I mean, this person is kind of a rock star of their life. And they teach that to other people, and they bring that message to other people. Now, here's the sticky, glitchy bit that's not quite so pleasant about their experience. They have this, like I said before, rich experience of wonderful relationships with people and having lots of people root for them. And you know, they just feel like their life is fabulous. And then they have this one individual who gives them a ton of shit about their life. It comes from a place of projection, and it's not positive. Apparently, to the thriving person, they bring shame and blame and a ton of grief and publicly say they don't like their life choices and accuse them of being selfish and entitled and reckless, and it's just really not a pleasant situation. Now, some of you listening might have your own version of this. You might have the experience of, you know, being antagonized by someone and kind of wondering why the hell that's happening. And if you're human, like me, you've had the experience of being angry about that and upset about that. And perhaps you've said to an individual, hey, don't do that to me. That is just not cool. I don't appreciate it. What are you doing? And only to have that sort of have some kind of backlash that you are then gaslighted and told that you're playing a victim. Now, this story, albeit a true one, is a composited version, right? Again, I'm reminding you, this isn't a reflection on any one individual. But if you have a similar experience, what have you done with this in the past? I have people report to me, and I have my own version of this, that, you know, they have difficulty focusing and getting out of the headspace of I'm so damn pissed off about this bullshit that I'm having to put up with. It seems to be, you know, taking over my life. And people struggle with things like this in moments like this. And so what do we do to step into forgiveness for that individual over there who is bringing us warmed up poop on a paper plate on a daily? Yeah. So what do we do with that when we are awake enough to say, all right, any anger I'm feeling, any resentment I'm feeling, anything that's coursing through me right now that is not serving my purpose in this world right now, we need to shift that in some way. We need to jettison that shit. We need to do something with it, right? And this might be your self-talk. This is my self-talk in moments like this. This is client self-talk when they are awake enough to say, this isn't serving me. I'm creating more suffering out of something that's external to me, and that bullshit's just got to go. So what do we do? Well, here we go. Now, just for a second, let me give a disclaimer. If the individual we're talking about, the one who's thriving, were doing things like meth or drinking heavily, living recklessly, doing crazy shit that does not serve them, right? Living a life that is not about abundance and thriving and being healthy. If they were doing all kinds of like bullshit, let's just call a thing a thing. Well, I am of the opinion, and you can disagree with me, listener, that people on the outside of that have a kind of moral obligation and perhaps an obligation that's in alignment with one's own sense of morality and integrity to intervene in moments like that. Yeah, to be able to step up and say, hey, you're kind of destroying your life and you need to straighten up, and can I help you do that? Right? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about somebody who's thriving and then somebody else's bullshit is getting slung into the space of the person who's thriving. Yet, so again, what do we do here? The practice of forgiveness might be a challenge, to say the least. And so what's important here? Now, we could collude with all the negative stuff that comes up and pitch a fit over the person who's treating us poorly. We've already said that. Or we can step into a mindful state and practice that relieves us from the burden of suffering that comes along with what we're talking about. Now, what do you think about that as you sit and listen to my voice? Is that a doable thing? Is that something right now you're going, oh, hell no, I can't ever let go of that bitterness. It's just really hard for me. Well, I would say to you, if I were your coach, let's not solidify that maybe, right? If you say, well, I can never get over that. It's just hard for me. Well, great. You've solidified that. Now we're done. I'm sorry, I can't help you any further, right? We would be stuck with that. So what is the shift in our perspective here that we can take on? One thing, and you know I've advocated for this before, and I talk about it often here, we have to recognize our humanity in this moment and sit with, lean into, my friend who's going to listen to this is going to laugh, right? The negative stuff that comes up, and do the work here at a practice that is focused on freeing us from the angst. So let me tell you a little bit about some research, just briefly here, just so I can build a case, yeah? I read this article the other day about some scientists at a university in the Netherlands that conducted some studies to look at the idea of if mindfulness or paying attention to something on purpose, or attending to something with an open and accepting, hello, acceptance practice, with an open and accepting attitude is related to our ability to forgive. Now, in an aside, the study was looking at the idea that meditation isn't the thing that helps us get into forgiveness. Even though we're going to do a loving kindness meditation today, it's a very specific meditation that's aimed at moving us into this place of forgiveness. But what they discovered is that it's the mindful disposition or tendency to be inherently mindful that was linked to one's ability to foster, cultivate a forgiving attitude. Now, you know, my peeps, talked about before many times, probably, you know, ad nauseum. It seems as though if we set our intention to mindfully attend to something, for example, be with forgiveness, practice acceptance, do a loving kindness meditation that shifts our current experience, well, that's the sugar on the donut right there. That's the thing that makes us like, that's where I want to be right now. And really, the conclusion of that study, and you know, and this is in teaching elsewhere, is that, you know, when we move into that, quote, healthier state of being, it is not only better for our psychological and spiritual self, it is better for our body, right? Because we know that elevated cortisol levels, for one example, do really nasty things to our body. And if we're perpetually in that, yeah, if we're perpetually creating that kind of suffering for ourselves, well, we're doing damage to our body. So let's don't do that, boo. Let's do good things to our bodies, kind of like the sugar on that donut that I was talking about. Let's take a quick break, go get a donut, and I'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to The Wanderer's Guide to Cosmic Fabulosity. If, like me, you're enjoying what DW has to say, go ahead and hit the subscribe button to keep up with future content.
I would absolutely love it if you click a star rating or leave a review. That way, I can know that the content I bring here is useful to you. So let's talk about some ways to forgive. Now, here's the dealio about forgiveness, which I think is super important to remember. Yeah, I get people in my sessions sometimes trying to argue back on this, and I'm like, no, this is not what it's about. Forgiveness does not mean that we are going to condone what happened, right? And that person who is doing the thing, if we frame the story in the way to us, right, is blameless. They're not blameless, right? But what we're doing with forgiveness is we're making a very conscious decision to free ourselves from that stress and holding on of that resentment and the burden of that. It's a mindful activity. As we step into that forgiveness, as I said before, we need to be able to lean into the discomfort, right? Feel it, sit with it, be with it in that way. And then a lot of people talk about put a name to it, right? So if you can, you know, in my mindfulness-based psychotherapy I do with people, which is a somatic type of work that I do often with people, we look at what the body tells us. Yeah, we scan our body in a moment when we've gotten our cortisol levels down and we're in a state of openness and acceptance and spaciousness, and we scan our body and we say, what do I feel in my body that is correlated to this thing that's bothering me, that it feels like is in my head, for example? Well, we put a name to those things, and what I find is that when we put a name to something, it somehow diminishes the power that that thing has on us. It's like we throw open the curtain, point our finger at it and say, bitch, I see you, don't take another step closer. So if moving into this forgiveness right now, you're starting to roll your eyes and that inner cynic is popping up, well, let me tell you something. If you keep those feelings on the inside of you all bottled up, it's going to cause those things I was talking about before, which is going to turn into some kind of physical, not only discomfort, but physical condition in some way. We know that that energetically starts to show up in our body. So what you want to do here is start sharing how you're feeling. Yeah, I'm sorry, but yeah, you need to talk to somebody. If you want to journal about it, that is so cool. I'm not a journaler, but I believe that when we get things out on paper, it loses power, right? Because it's come out of us and it's now on the paper and you can slam the damn book shut and you can be like, I own that shit now. It is outside of me, right? Talk about it with a friend. Talk about it with a professional, with either a licensed counselor like myself or a certified coach who is, you know, got some good experience. Yeah. And this kind of sharing will help you expand your perspective, give you a more spacious view. It's so cool to sit with somebody who can reflect back and go, oh, yeah, I've been there. And oh, I acknowledge that for you. And oh, let me just validate that for you. That effing sucks. Remind yourself in this moment, you are not the first person to have to feel this shit at all, right? If you're looking at trying to get into forgiveness right now, you're not the only person who's ever been there. Remind yourself of that. It can help you to feel connected to the millions, if not billions, of people who've been alive on this planet since the beginning of history who've had this experience. Yeah, you can feel that connection, and it can somehow feel supportive because, you know, you're not the only one. Now, here's the thing. You have to take action. You're going to have to do the thing. Whether you're journaling about your forgiveness practice, whether you're talking to your therapist or coach, whether you're talking to friends, whether you are, like we're going to do in a minute, engaging a meditation that is aimed truly at finding loving kindness, not only for ourselves, but for those around us, and perhaps even for that individual who is causing us some grief. Now, the first thing you got to do to step into that is stop blaming. Remember, we were talking about before, what is over there ain't none of y'all business. I think it's RuPaul that says something like, if they ain't paying your bills, then pay them bitches no mind. I use that phrase in my mind all the time. That's none of my business. I'm going to get my shit together and keep rocking forward. And you need to do the same here. So stop blaming, because that's what they're doing over there and we don't want to be like them. Now, the final thing we're going to get to here before we do this little meditation practice together is we've got to be, please remember this, I know those of you who've listened before, be gentle with yourself. Know that the practice of forgiveness, engaging it, takes some time for most of us, I think. It is not something that we can lickety-split do. There's no bippity-boppity-boop, and then we're there. It's a total, like, let me decide to be with this practice, and daily, we're going to move a little bit further forward with it, until eventually, we're going to be in it, right? If we seek to do that, and we make that part of our commitment to ourself, well, eventually, we get there. So be gentle with your badass self. You are cosmically fabulous. Remember, I say to you, you are whole and complete, and you have your own answers, right? And you're sitting here with me right now, so you're going to get this shit together, and you're going to be free from what's troubling you. So let's do a little meditation together. I think this is a fun one. I absolutely love this meditation. We're going to do an abbreviated version of a loving kindness meditation. Now, you can go after this podcast and look them up and do all kinds of really extensive versions of this where you're looking at a much larger scope at how you like bring this loving kindness to those who are outside of you and toward yourself. But today's version is a quick and dirty, so to speak. So as we always start these meditations, we're going to focus on our breath for a moment and just be with the breath. No guided breath right now, just be with the breath while you listen to me. Ask yourself, who is suffering in this moment? I think your answer will be me. Yeah. And ask yourself, as you're breathing, in slowly and out even slower if you can, very gently, have I been with the burden of this angsty bullshit long enough? And if your answer is yes to that, then ask yourself this question: am I willing to forgive here? Your answer may be no, and I want to remind you right now that that answer is 100% as acceptable as a yes. Right. However, even if your answer is no, I'm not ready for that, I'd like for you to find willingness to do this short meditation with me. Even if you're not willing to step into forgiveness at the moment, let's look at loving kindness as just a good thing for ourselves and a good thing to bring into the world. And let's frame it like that. Put the forgiveness aside, stick it under the bed, in a box, right? Leave it somewhere, and just look at loving kindness. You want to feel loved. You want to feel kindness toward yourself. I know I say yes to both of those things. So, exhaling and inhaling slowly. And let's begin. Now, we do this meditation with our eyes closed because we're going to use a kind of visualization, and we need to have our eyes closed to do this. Now, if you want to lie down, that's fine, but preferably in this moment, because we want to have a high level of alertness here. We're not looking to relax. We're looking to get some shit done here. Preferably in a seated position. So sit in a really comfortable chair, feet nice and firmly on the floor, flat. Make sure your back is, you know, erect but not tight, that you're just supported by the chair, and you're in a position where your breathing, as you're breathing low into the belly, can be free. And we continue to track the breath, and we're breathing in nice and slowly, very gently. And we're breathing out very gently, and maybe even slightly slower. Now, in this visualization, we're not going to strain or concentrate too hard. We're just going to take our time to be with my instruction here. So just be with my voice. Allow some focus to be on the breath, just gentle focus. Just remind yourself, if you feel like you're breathing shallow, to expand that breath a little bit further. Just allow it to be a little bit deeper. Now first, with your eyes closed, think of someone who loves you so much. It can be someone from the past. It doesn't have to be someone from right now. You might have someone. People often find it's easier to find someone from right now. But it can be someone from the past. And this person loves you with a kind of abundance that just brings tears to your eyes. You know you are held and loved by them. So just imagine them. Their face, the warmth of their hug, their presence in the room every time they're with you just feels so damn good. It's just amazing. You love being around this person because you are loved by them in the most abundant way you have ever been loved. Now in this moment, as you continue to breathe gently and you're with this person in your visualization, remind yourself that that person is sending you wishes for your well-being and happiness. They are sending you love. They are sending you warmth and safety. And you can feel that emanating from them. Now, bring that person into your mind and imagine them standing very close to you. Right there, right next to you. And feel that kindness and warmth coming from them. Now imagine that joining this person are any number, 2, 3 more, 16 more people, doesn't matter how many. People who love you as well, who bring the same kind of warmth to you. Just picture faces popping up in your mind. They're all here, surrounding you. They're close to you, and they are sending you the most abundant love. You can feel it. This is a party for you. And be with that for a moment. And you're filled with all of that love. And we're going to start with sending love and kindness to all those people who are around you. You're going to reflect that back. So imagine you're in the center of this group of people. They love you so much. And now you're going to bounce that back to them. You're going to reflect that back to them. You're going to picture yourself right now, through your breath, sending that energy back to them. Each and every one of these people, see their faces. You're sending this energy of love and kindness back to them. And you're going to listen to these phrases that I say, and you're going to hear them silently in your mind. You're going to send back to these people who love you, who have filled you up with this abundance of love. Now you're just like the largest battery pack of love and kindness ever, and you're going to say to yourself and to them, may you live with these. May you be happy. May you be free from pain. May you live with these. May you be happy. May you be free from pain. And one more time. May you live with ease. May you be happy. May you be free from pain. And after the next exhale, breathe in slowly and deeply and fully. And exhale even slower, knowing that you've sent all that energy back to all those people who love you. And in this moment, we recognize that we have been so abundantly filled with love, and we have reflected that love back to this group of people who are sending us so much love. It's this reciprocal energy that is just going back and forth and back and forth. And we are filled with it. Now it's time to take all of that love and expand that circle all the way throughout the entire world. Just in this brief moment, let's take that love and imagine that you are so powerful and such a force for love and kindness that you can just emanate this love throughout the entire world. You acknowledge that you have plenty to give because you have this battery pack of people who are right now in this moment surrounding you, and sending you an abundance of love that you are now not only reflecting back to them, but you're sending to the entire world, and it just emanates from you like this bright light. It just easily flows from you, and every single person on the planet right now can feel that from you. There you go. You've got it. So now, we bring a little more focus to that love. We inhale and exhale together very slowly, and take a second to do that. Make sure you exhale fully, and in that little pause before you inhale again, just notice that space and inhale fully and exhale very, very slowly. And here you are, vibrating with so much love. Now we turn that loving kindness, just for a moment, to that person to whom we might find it difficult to give loving kindness. But we remind ourselves in this moment, stay with me. We are hugely powerful. We have an abundance of people who are sending us love. We've just sent love to the whole planet. And now, very lovingly, we're going to give that person just a little taste of that. We're just going to toss some love that direction. So easy to do. We have so much of it, we don't even care. We're just going to give that back to them. And we are going to say directly to them. And repeat these phrases silently in your mind as I say them. Directly to them. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be free from all pain. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be free from all pain. And one more time. It's easy. We have so much of it to give. So do that one person. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be free from pain. And as we sit and breathe, and we feel good about what we've just done, because we've done the simplest thing, but we know somehow, in our heart and our mind, that that kind of energy is what transforms the world, makes us feel better, makes the people around us feel better. And as we continue to breathe together, you notice my voice getting a little more energized. We begin to bring our awareness back to the space we're sitting in. And we're inhaling. And we're exhaling. And we're becoming more present. We feel a seat underneath us, and we are now ready to come back to awareness as we listen to DW's voice. We have appreciation for having done this meditation, very simple one. And we consider, as we look at this idea of practicing forgiveness, is this something that we might be able to infuse into our daily work? Can we infuse loving kindness into our daily being? Can we just ask ourselves a question? Can we say, could I do that loving kindness meditation once a week? And while I'm moving through my week, think about loving kindness? Is that possible for me? Right? And then we just wait for the answer to come and we get on with our shit that we got to do. Yeah. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you will send me a message, either DM me on Instagram or send me an email through my website. And let's keep this conversation going. I think we should do another episode where we talk about forgiveness and loving kindness. I think I should do this with a guest, someone maybe who has some expertise in this area and they work with people a lot in this arena who can bring perspective that's different than mine and what I'm bringing you here. And remember, we're always bringing wisdom from minds far greater than mine. And so I want to leave you with, as always, a huge amount of love and light and remind yourself that you're whole and complete and you have your own answers. Now go on and rock your cosmically fabulous self. Until next time.
You've been listening to The Wanderer's Guide to Cosmic Fabulosity with DW Long. Want to ask a question for a future episode? Click on the link in the show notes to send your question along via DW's website at www.mcscoach.com.